This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. This story is from our mosquito episode. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. In one Florida community, officials want to try a new approach to combat mosquitoes, which involves genetic modifications. They say this would be a game changer, fewer pesticides, less spraying, but community members have not been happy. Liz Tong brings us this story.
Our story begins in the Florida Keys, a string of islands that curve down from the tip of Florida southwest towards Cuba. These days, the Keys are mostly known as a tourist destination. Its 1,700 islands run through the Everglades, covering miles of coral reefs and mangrove swamps that pulse with some of the world's most unique wildlife. And then, of course, there's famous party destination Key West. It's the kind of place where you can go snorkeling, tour some wetlands, and go bar hopping, all in the same day. But there was a time less than 100 years ago when the Florida Keys weren't ruled by humans, but rather by mosquitoes.
There's a well-known saying here in Florida, if it weren't for air conditioning and mosquito control, Florida would still be basically uninhabitable.
That's Phil Goodman. He's one of the Keys' top leaders in the war against mosquitoes, specifically Aedes aegypti, who you've heard about earlier in the show. Phil says the bad old days, when black clouds of mosquitoes terrorized locals, were more recent than you might think.
You know, there's a lot of stories of back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. If you were driving in the Florida Keys at night and you had a flat tire, you just stayed in your car because it was impossible to change your tire outside without the mosquitoes eating you alive.
A big part of what turned things around in the Keys is the FKMCD, otherwise known as the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District.
We are the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District, and our job is to protect residents and visitors from the threat that mosquitoes pose to their quality of life and to their health.
I know this ad makes them sound weirdly like the A-Team, but the FKMCD is actually a tax-funded agency that was created in 1940. It's one of the most cutting-edge groups of its kind just about anywhere, with an army of researchers, helicopter pilots to spray insecticide, and field inspectors to traverse some pretty punishing terrain.
Farther out, our offshore inspectors travel by boat to uninhabited islands and trudge through the swamps to inspect, treat, and set traps.
The operation is managed by five elected commissioners, including Phil Goodman. He first got interested in mosquito control about 10 years ago, after retiring from his job in the chemical industry. Phil figured the FKMCD would be a chance to flex his science background for the good of the community.
You know, the Florida Keys, we are really the potential hotspot for these mosquito-borne viruses.
In fact, just 2 years before Phil was elected, the Keys had an outbreak of dengue fever for the first time in 60 years. So the FKMCD launched an aggressive campaign against the mosquitoes that spread dengue, Aedes aegypti. But in the process, they made a disturbing realization. The insecticides they relied on weren't working so well anymore.
It's resistant to some of the chemicals that we use. So, and it's becoming more and more resistant. So in order to control this virus, you know, we can't spray our way out of this. We've got to look for new technologies.
That's how Phil heard about a young British biotech company called Oxitec.
The real vision of Oxitec is a world that is free from the insects that transmit diseases and that destroy crops.
That's Nathan Rose, Oxitec's head of regulatory affairs. The company had also set their sights on Aedes aegypti, but they were using new methods.
What the scientists wanted to do was to use advances in genetics and biotechnology to find a way to target these mosquitoes in a way that was really safe and effective, that didn't require the use of chemical insecticides.
Oxitec did that by developing mosquitoes with what's called a self-limiting gene, basically a self-destruct button. Unless the mosquitoes receive an antidote when they're still larvae, an antibiotic called tetracycline, they're programmed to die. So Oxitec started breeding male mosquitoes in their lab with a self-limiting gene.
And when we release those out into the wild, they go out and they do what male mosquitoes do really well, which is find wild female mosquitoes, and they mate with them. And then more than 95% of their offspring will die because in the wild they don't have access to this antidote.
Oxitec calls them, somewhat ironically, friendly mosquitoes. They developed their first ones in 2002, and by 2009 were advertising them on the conference circuit. Oxitec launched their first trials in 2010 and 2011, first in the Cayman Islands, then in Brazil. And what they saw, they said, was major success.
These trials led to significant decreases in the wild population by as much as 95% reduction. And it also taught us a lot about how to produce and release these mosquitoes effectively.
The data they gathered from those first few trials helped lead to their second generation of friendly mosquitoes, which operate based on the same premise, except that instead of killing all mosquitoes, the self-limiting gene only kills the females. Males were still carriers, but their own self-destruct button was gone, which Nathan says is important for a couple reasons.
Male mosquitoes cannot bite. Only females can bite. And so by targeting females, we're actually targeting the mosquitoes that are able to bite and therefore transmit disease.
And also by keeping the males alive, they're giving them a chance to continue mating and continue passing on their self-limiting gene.
And that means that this technology is going to be really scalable and cost-effective because we can produce mosquito eggs and basically send them anywhere where we need to be releasing these mosquitoes.
So Phil Goodman, our guy fighting mosquitoes in the Florida Keys, is hearing about all this and he is excited. Mosquitoes there are getting resistant to sprays, and this could be the game changer they needed. His colleagues agreed. There was just one problem. Oxitec's genetically modified mosquitoes were so cutting edge, so brand new, that they didn't have regulatory approval to deploy them. I mean, just think. They were talking about releasing literally hundreds of thousands of genetically engineered mosquitoes into the world. They had been tested, but not much, and certainly not in Florida. So Phil and his colleagues started the slow process of pushing a proposal through the local and federal red tape. And then there was one other important step, getting approval from local constituents.
Welcome to the Harvey Government Center. My name is Michael Doyle, and I'm the executive director of the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District.
Oxitec and the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District held their first meeting with locals in 2012. Barry Ray was one of the people who attended.
We had really open minds going into the whole first meeting. I mean, we were actually excited. You know, this sounds cool.
All they knew at that point was the premise. Genetically altered mosquitoes capable of cutting down the local Aedes aegypti population. But Barry says the more questions they asked, the more confused they became.
The questions kept coming, and the answers out of Oxitec were never really spot on, you know.
Why are we being the guinea pigs in Key West when, as your documents showed, your cases of fever?
You know, people started scratching their head. And when people left that meeting, they were more concerned than when they walked in.
Community pushback grew. Environmental groups got involved. A petition was launched. Barry says it all could have been resolved if Oxitec just answered their questions. But as the debate grew, the two sides moved further apart, and the rhetoric amped up.
We are humans, and we don't like being treated like guinea pigs.
These mutant bugs.
Hey, this is a Frankenskeeter, like something from Jurassic Park.
Phil, on the other hand, says community members were drowning in misinformation.
Then there were some environmental activist groups that really were against any kind of genetic modification. They put out a lot of false information to the community, really scare tactics, and this slowed us down.
There was something else slowing them down, too. They needed approval from federal regulators to move ahead with the trial. That process dragged on for years. In the meantime, the debate inside the Florida Keys settled to a dull roar. Then, in September 2019, a new study dropped a minor bombshell on the whole argument. It was entitled Transgenic Aedes aegypti Mosquitoes Transferred Genes into a Natural Population, and it was spearheaded by a well-respected Yale professor named Jeffrey Powell. He said he'd been hearing about Oxitec for years on the conference circuit.
And I would ask them after their talk, I said, did you ever consider whether releasing all these male transgenic males would affect the genetics of the natural populations? And usually they would say, no, we haven't thought about that. And that would be it.
So Jeffrey set out to get an answer for himself. He just so happened to be in Brazil while Oxitec was conducting their first ever trial there. So he decided to do his own analysis of how or if Oxitex mosquitoes were affecting the genetics of the local mosquito population. Over a span of about 2 years, he took samples and found that Oxitex mosquitoes were mixing some of their genes with the native mosquitoes.
They're passing on genes because not 100% of their offspring are dying. Enough make it through and are mating and getting incorporated into the population. We don't know what the consequences is from a practical standpoint.
In other words, he didn't find any evidence that it particularly mattered, but that didn't stop Jeffrey from speculating.
It's possible they're bringing genes that could affect insecticide resistance that didn't exist there before. It could be bringing genes that enhance their ability to transmit some viruses. We just don't know, to tell you the truth.
The study got a lot of media coverage, with headlines like, "Scientists accidentally create new mutant super mosquito in the wild," which only fueled further pushback against Oxitec's potential trial in the Keys. But lots of people were questioning Jeffrey's findings. All the study's data really showed, they argued, was first that Oxitex mosquitoes had indeed reduced the local mosquito population, and second, that 3% of the hybrid offspring were in fact surviving, which Oxitex says they had already known and said publicly. But the study's other suppositions, for example, that the new hybrid mosquitoes were super strong mutants, or that they had resistance to insecticides, or were better at spreading diseases, critics argued were basically flights of fancy, with no data to back them up.
I was kind of surprised at the claims that were made.
That's Brian Lovett. He's an insect pathologist and mosquito expert who called in to serve as an objective judge of Jeffrey's paper.
I thought that they were pretty irresponsible. I was surprised that it had made it through peer review without those claims being questioned. And my view was on the whole shared by the community.
The study earned criticism from Oxitec and even several of the study's co-authors. Jeffrey says a lot of this pushback is just political, and says he doesn't have any kind of anti-GMO agenda.
As I told you, I'm not against genetically modified organisms. Tell you the truth, I think genetically modifying mosquitoes in a way that they're less able to transmit diseases is a good idea. But I think sometimes we have to be careful. And, you know, we can't just be releasing these things without really understanding what's going to happen.
The journal never did end up retracting the paper, but it did issue an editorial expression of concern, pointing out some important problems with the paper. Despite that, the study gave new life to the fight over the Oxitec trial. But that debate came to an end, or at least closer to an end, earlier this month, when, after years of waiting, federal regulators finally gave the okay for Oxitec to move ahead. It's not a sure thing yet. They still have a few more regulatory hurdles to clear, and community members say they're planning to keep on fighting. But for Oxitec and Phil Goodman, this was a big victory.
But like I say, not everybody's happy. So, yeah. But our job is not to make everybody happy. You know, our job is to control mosquitoes in the Florida Keys, and that's what we do. You know, in the end, it's our decision to do what's right. We're the ones held accountable.
That story was reported by Liz Tung.